Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another step has been taken toward the realization of the proposed Edwards Observatory. Professor Sloan has sent for his large telescope, and Cedric has been dispatched to pick it up at the county seat and bring it to Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store and library. Lum is mulling an important problem. Listen.
Abner, I was just thinking here. Does Lum sound like a good name for a planet?
For a planet?
Yeah, I was reading in one of Professor Sloan's astronomy books last night. It told how different planets was named by... Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring.
Lum, I believe you ought to give up astronomy stuff.
Wait a minute. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, head astronomer and president of the Edwards Memorial Observatory speaking.
His name gets longer every year.
Oh, hello, Professor, old boy.
Old boy? Just last week he's trying to get rid of him.
No, Cedric ain't back yet.
Now, they're big friends.
Oh, well, he'll be careful with your telescope.
Can't do enough for him now.
He asked what? No, I don't know what he wanted to know that for. More than likely wanted to get you a birthday present. Something like that.
Cedric likes him, too.
Well, I'll let you know when he gets here, Professor. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Huh? Oh, goodbye.
What's Cedric doing with the professor's telescope, Lum?
Oh, well, this ain't that little telescope he brung with him. This is a great big one he sent for. And Cedric drove into the county seat to pick it up at the depot there.
Well?
And them things is sort of fragile on account of they got mirrors in them and stuff.
Sort of what?
Fragile.
What's that?
I don't know. That's what the professor said.
Oh?
Big, I guess.
Yeah, oh.
Natural, the professor's kind of worried about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about Cedric getting him a birthday present?
Oh, I don't know. Just before we left for the county seat, he asked the professor what day he was born on.
Well, what do you want to know that for, I reckon?
Don't ask me. Most anything's liable to run through that boy's mind.
Yeah.
I just hope he gets back without breaking the telescope. That's what I hope.
Well, what does a professor need another one of them things for, Lum? So both of you can have one to look to?
No, this is the one we're going to put in the observatory. It's a big, powerful one. You can see millions of miles with it.
You can?
Yes, sir.
All right, doggies. Can I take Elizabeth up to that observatory and let her look through that telescope?
Huh?
I say, can I take Elizabeth up to that observatory and let her look through that telescope?
Oh, sure. As soon as we get everything fixed up.
Go get that sure. Save me a lot of money.
Save you a lot of money?
Yeah, Elizabeth's been begging me to take her down to Texas to see her brother Fred, you know. And so now she can just look through that telescope and see him all she wants to for nothing.
Well, she can't see him that way.
Well, why can't she? You said you could see a million miles with it, and Fred's just a few hundred miles away. You ought to be able to see him good.
Yeah, but it don't work that way, Abner, I don't think.
Well, no, if he was inside the house, I don't reckon she could see him, but she could write him a letter and tell him to stand out in his front yard on a certain day, couldn't she?
Yeah, but I don't...
And she could tell his woman, Kate, to stand out there too, Lum, all the young'uns. Might as well get him all in on this. I believe I'll call up Elizabeth and tell her to write him a letter right
now. Now, wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute. Don't start calling Elizabeth.
What day do you reckon be a good one, Lum?
Well, no day it'd be a good one, because you won't be able to see him.
Huh?
Telescopes is for looking at stars, not relays.
Well, I don't see why it won't work on relays just as good.
Well, I don't exactly see why myself, but I know it can't be done.
Can't, huh?
I think maybe they got them telescopes fixed so they can't see that short.
That short?
Yeah, I think they started about a million miles and then going up from there.
You mean Fred's going to have to get a million miles away before we can see him?
I'm feared so.
Huh. Well, that don't make much sense. He don't like to travel. He's set right there.
I know it, but you find out that all science is baffling, Abner.
Baffling?
Yes, sir. There's some of it even I can't explain. Hardly.
Huh. Well, all I got to say is that don't sound like much of a telescope to me. Can't even see a couple of fellers down in Texas with it.
I told you once it weren't to look at fellers with it. It's to look at the stars and the comets and the planets and stuff like that. The fact is, that's how I'm aiming on discovering my planet.
your planet.
Yeah. See, whenever a scientific or astronomer discovers a new planet, it sort of belongs to him, and he gets to name it.
Well, what do they want to name them, Furlong? Ain't nothing you can do with them after you get them named. You can't call them or nothing. You couldn't call a star.
No, but it's old custom. All us astronomers always follow that. But you wouldn't understand that.
What wouldn't I understand?
Oh, nothing. Do you think Lum would make a good name for the planet?
I don't know, Lum. I don't know what kind of names that planets like to have. Of course, Charlie's always a good name. That's my favorite, Charlie.
Yeah, but that don't sound like the right kind of a name. Philip would sound all right, but not Charlie.
Wouldn't, huh?
No, it ought to sort of sound extinguished, or distinguished.
Oh.
Believe I'll just settle on Lum.
Well, do whatever you like. It's your planet, I reckon. Name it.
And if I'm lucky enough to discover two planets, I might name the second one after you.
After me?
Yeah.
Will you sure enough, Lum?
I might, if it's a small planet.
Low me. I've had dogs named after me, but I never had no planets before. Won't old Grandpappy Spears be jealous when he hears that? I can just see. He'll get so mad, he more likely won't even speak.
Well, now, don't get to acting smart about her. I won't do it.
I ain't acting smart.
I ain't going to name none after him, though. Well, Grandpap wouldn't make a good name for a planet. I know that.
Why, of course not. Don't do that, no. But, you know, Grandpap, he'll get mad and everything. And he started, you know, getting mad. Or, I mean, well, he'll get mad. I can't help how he acts, can I?
No, but...
Well, when are you going to discover my planet, Lum?
Well, I don't know yet. We have to get the observatory working first. And then we got to do a lot of looking at the skies and studying and figuring and calculating and stuff. And I don't know what all. Takes an awful lot of work to discover one of them things.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up and get started doing it. I can't hardly wait to surprise little Pearl. I'll have her come out on the front porch, and then I'll just sort of stand there and point up toward the sky and say, "See up there? That is Abner Peabody."
Abner Peabody?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it both your names.
You wouldn't, huh?
Of course not. All the other planets have just got one name, like Mars or Venus or Lum.
Doggies, I wish you could work both my names in there, Lum. See, I'm mighty nigh sure there's a lot of other Abners around over the country, and I want folks to know exactly which Abner that planet's named after.
Well, I can't change the rules just for one feller, Abner.
Oh.
You ought to be satisfied with just getting your give name in there.
Yeah.
That's more than anybody else in Pine Ridge has ever got.
Yeah, I reckon so. Think of it that way, yeah.
And in case you don't realize this is a big honor.
Honor?
Yes, sir. You'll be talked about by all the leading astronomers and scientifics all over the world. And get listed in the almanac and all that stuff.
Will I sure enough?
Of course you will.
Oh, well, good for me.
Get your name in the school books, too.
Wonderful, world.
And I can just hear thousands of youngins all over the country reciting the list of the planets.
Well?
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Lum, Saturn, Jupiter, and Abner.
Doggy, that sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yeah. Wish Cedric would hurry up and get here. I'm anxious to get the telescope set up so I can start working on this thing. Find some of them.
Will Cedric bring it here to the store or take it on up to the observatories?
I don't know. I hope he brings it here first. I want to get a look at it and see just how them things work.
Well, how come you never had him bring it out in a mail hack, Lum?
Well, it's too big for that, Abner. The professor said.
Too big for it?
Yeah, and besides, he didn't want to take a chance of getting it broke.
Oh, no, don't break it. Don't break it.
Like I told you, it's got mirrors in it.
Mirrors? Now, wait a minute, Lum. Are you going to look at stars or look at yourself?
At the stars, natural.
Well, what you need them mirrors for, then?
They're right inside the telescope, according to the professor.
Well, what for? Do the stars want to look at themselves?
Abner, don't ask so many silly questions. I'll explain all this to you when I get more time. I'm too busy right now.
Busy? Doing what?
Oh, different stuff.
What, for instance?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, leave
me alone. Well, I want to know how them things work, Lum, and what them mirrors is for.
Well, the light from the star comes down and goes into the telescope and lands on the mirror.
How does that light know where to find the telescope? Them little stars couldn't pick out a telescope.
Well, it knows how. Then when it gets in the mirror, well, you recollect that song, the music goes round and round. It's sort of like that. The light gets reflected or deflected or something.
Huh?
And then, oh, there comes Cedric. Thank goodness.
Well, what happens to the light then, Lum?
Never mind. Can't you see Cedric's coming?
I see him, but I want to know what happens to that light.
Granny, I can't see the telescope sticking out of his car nowhere.
Huh?
Reckon whereabouts he's got it.
Well, maybe he's done taking it over to the observatory.
He's a hoping.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Did you get the telescope?
Yes, Mom, I sure did.
Well,
whereabouts is it at? Have you taken it up to the observatory?
No, Mom, I still got it with me. I don't think Mr. Professor Sloan's going to like it, though.
He won't, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You ain't went and let it fall on break, have you?
Well, it did fall on the floor there at the depot, and some feller stepped on it, but I picked it up again.
Uh-oh. 7 years bad luck.
This is going to be a bad week for Mr. Professor.
He ain't the only one that's going to be a bad week for Cedric.
Granny's order went along myself. I see that right now.
Mr. Professor order go into new business this week neither, or else change the day he is born on one.
Day he was born on? What's that got to do with it?
Well, that's the only way I could get this.
Huh?
Here, let me show it to you. I got it here in my pocket.
Your pocket? Doggies, what size pockets have you got, Cedric?
Here it is right here. Listen to this. For persons born between April the 15th and June the 15th, the ensuing week will be one of misfortune.
Well?
It's pretty good reading for a feller that ain't been out of the third grade, ain't it?
You're doing good, Cedric. Who aren't that to you?
Enter upon no new business enterprise.
Wait a minute, Cedric. What is that you're reading, anyway?
Mr. Professor's telescope. I got it out of that weighing machine there in the depot.
Weighing machine?
Telescope? That ain't no telescope. That's a horoscope.
Mom?